Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Careful where you park in San Francisco as the city's transportation department is cracking down on enforcement.
For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Why now, Phil?
Why indeed? Why indeed? What we're talking about is a plan unveiled the other day by Metropolitan Transportation Agency head Jeffrey Tumlin. And the idea is that they're going to flood different neighborhoods in the city with parking control officers who are going to be tagging like crazy. The idea is to hit, you know, San Francisco has 11 supervisorial districts. Okay. The city split up into 11 different districts. They're going to hit one district a week. And the chances are that they're going to come back and hit you again in 3 months. So in other words, it'll rotate on a weekly basis, and you'll probably get hit once every 3 months. Now, the reason they're saying this is that they want to crack down supposedly on parking on sidewalks, parking on bike lanes, blocking crosswalks, too close to an intersection. All things that, you know, sound pretty logical, but two points to be made here. One, is that while they're out there, you can bet they're going to be ticketing for everything else they see as well. That's the way these things go. The second thing is, this is being touted as a safety program in order to try to cut down on accidents and fatalities. But the fact of the matter is, Muni is also facing a $12 million deficit and a bigger one next year, and its parking revenues have yet to recover from COVID, or its Muni ridership is yet to recover from COVID. So they're not making money elsewhere, and at $100 a ticket, this could be a potential moneymaker.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.